I don't know what you've heard about duck hunting, but I think it's one of the funnest reasons to get out of bed in the morning. On this episode, I'm going to talk about the top 10 reasons why you should be hunting ducks. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're talking about the top 10 reasons to hunt ducks. Now, this is a really exciting episode for me because this episode is kicking off an entire series about duck hunting. How to start, how to get into it, how to up your game, different options, approaches, gear, strategies, calling, how to find places to hunt, the whole nine yards. Now, I know you might be thinking, like, George, is it really time to start talking about duck hunting? I mean, you know, this is more like turkey season than it is duck season. Well, the answer, my friend, is that I have so much to say with regards to duck hunting that I need to start now to get it all in before duck season actually starts. In my state, you can start hunting geese at the beginning of September. So in order to get the stuff in for ducks and geese and everything related, we got to start right now in order to fit it in, because, you know, I feel like I would be amiss in order to try teaching you how to hunt ducks during duck season. No, you need to get that squared away before the season starts so you can get everything in order to actually get out into the woods. And of course, this episode will be out there in perpetuity, so it'll be available whenever people need it down the road. But in the top 10 reasons why you should be hunting ducks. Okay, these are in order of 10 to number 1. So we're going to jump right into it. Number 10, duck hunting is an all-American pastime. It is a classic American tradition dating back generations. Duck hunting is as old as America is. Since shotguns were first invented and brought to this country, people have hunted ducks. And duck hunting has been a rich American heritage. It goes all the way back. I mean, this is something that, I mean, you talk about deer hunting, you talk about turkey hunting, duck hunting started all right about the same exact time as those things did. It is something that is older than the country that we live in. It's something that's ingrained into the land, into the landscape, into the heritage, the people, the culture, everything. Whenever you're out there hunting ducks, you're doing something people have done for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Right on the same land, in the same place, the same flyways. It's an amazing thing. Number 9, ducks are beautiful birds. They are amazing. Now, you probably, if you're like me, when I first started duck hunting, I learned that there were 10 to 15 kinds of ducks, depending on how you want to classify what, that you could hunt in Pennsylvania. 10 to 15 kinds of ducks. Now, I didn't know that there were 10 to 15 kinds of ducks on planet Earth, let alone that were legal to hunt in PA. And there's more than those ducks in PA. You just can't hunt them all. And I began to just realize, like, wait a minute. What? What kind of ducks? These birds look like what? I mean, I had seen the classic mallard duck. And I'd seen maybe one or two other kind of ducks that I could, you know, picture in my mind. I remember the first time I ever saw a male wood duck. Or drake. And just looking at it like, wow. I could not believe what I was looking at. I thought this was something that belongs, you know, in some Oriental nation, somewhere in the mountains on a pristine stream. And here it is in Western Pennsylvania, you know, 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh, sitting in the water. I could not figure out what it was. I was like, this is like... You know, this is like a duck meets a peacock or something. I couldn't figure out how beautiful this bird was. And that really put a seed in me. That really did something on the inside of me when I saw that. And then I began to see, oh man, look at all the different kinds. These birds are gorgeous. They're amazing to look at. They're amazing to watch. And they're even more amazing to take home and to hold in your hands and, you know, to keep feathers from, to get pictures of, to mount on your wall. And they're the kind of thing that I think are a little bit more realistic to mount compared to, you know, deer. Usually you can mount a beautiful duck way cheaper than you can mount a buck. And it takes up a fraction of the space. It's just a much more realistic endeavor. And they are an absolutely marvelous creation. Number eight reason why you should be hunting ducks. It is a lot of fun. Okay, now that should be obvious, but I mean, we're talking about serious fun here. You are in the woods. You're making bird sounds. Okay, you're trying to call ducks and you are shooting at flying targets. You are walking through the water wearing waders. You are doing all kinds of things that you would never do, you'd never think to do in most other pursuits. This is a sport that is just, there's so much to it that's fun. There's so much going on that it is just, it's an amazing kind of thing. I know people, they do all sorts of other types of hunting to help train for duck hunting. They hunt crows to get in better practice for hunting ducks. They will hunt pheasants and they'll hunt partridges and they'll hunt grouse and whatever else to get more practice, to get more training for hunting ducks. It is just so fun. There's just so much to it. And then you drop some birds and you carry them out of the woods with you. And it is an amazing experience. Number seven reason why you should be hunting ducks. There is a lot of action. Okay. This is not the same kind of hunting as deer hunting. It's not the same kind of hunting as small game. It's still not the same kind of hunting as turkey hunting. There is a lot of action when it comes to duck hunting. Okay, there's a lot to do. You're always looking, right? You're using your eyes. You're using binoculars. You're glassing the water. You're glassing the sky. I mean, you could almost never sit still or almost never be bored just looking at all the things there is to look for. And then you're listening. You're listening. You're trying to catch that sound. You're listening for wing beats. You're listening for ducks calling. You're listening for that quack. Your ears are always on edge. And then you're calling. You're making duck sounds. Every now and then you're making duck sounds. You see ducks in the air. Man, you jump on that call. And there are moments of adrenaline. Even when nothing happens, even when nothing comes in, there are just rushes of excitement. You've got jerk rigs going on. You got strings in the water pulling on decoys. You're pulling with one hand. You're calling with the other hand. You're looking, you're thinking, you're waiting. There's something for everybody to do, even if you've got 2-3 people in the same duck blind. There's always something to be doing, something to be thinking about, something to be pulling on, something to be looking for, something to be listening to or calling for. Then ducks actually come in and you actually get to take shots at flying targets. There's just so much action. There's so much to do. It's an amazing experience. Number six reason why you should be hunting ducks. There's so many different ways to hunt. Okay, you can hunt on the water's edge, which is maybe the most traditional. You sit in a blind, you've got decoys on the water. You can hunt via boat, both hunting from the boat, using the boat to get out into the water, hunting from the water, or even using the boat to get to another shore edge. You can be hunting from fields. You want to stay dry? No problem. You can hunt from fields. You can find where they come in and feed. You can find where they land, and you can hunt ducks from fields. You can jump hunt ducks, which means getting the jump on them, which means you're moving. You're covering ground. You don't have any decoys. You don't have a blind. You're just walking along the water's edge, streams, lakes, whatever you might have, little ponds, trying to sneak up on ducks, trying to get in on them. You can pass hunt ducks, pass through hunting. You find out where they fly. You find out where they come and they go from. And you sit in that area where you can get shots at them as they fly by. You don't need to call. You don't need to walk. You don't need decoys. There's so many different ways that you can hunt them that even if one or two don't appeal to you, even if three or four don't appeal to you, there's still a way that you can do it. No matter how much gear you have, no matter how much money you have, you can get in the woods and you can hunt ducks. It is so versatile of a sport. You can hunt them multiple ways in the same day. You can hunt them at the water's edge in the morning. You can hunt them in the afternoon, in midday, jump hunting, walking around, looking for them. And then you can settle in a feeding area towards the end of the day and try to nab them there. I mean, you can, there's so many different ways to do it. And speaking of that also, I want to remind you guys, or actually I'm announcing that we are doing a duck decoy giveaway this season. That's right, I'm giving away 3 boxes of decoys, 1 in June, 1 in July, 1 in August. These are brand new decoys. Flambeau Outdoors gave them to us to give away. So all you need to do is go to the website, newhuntersguide.com, and the top navigation menu, just click on decoy giveaway. Sign up. In order to win, you're just joining the email list for the New Hunter's Guide, first name and your email address. And then all you need to do after that is subscribe to the YouTube channel, because I'm going to be pumping stuff out on YouTube also with relating to duck hunting and lots of other kinds of hunting, different kinds of content, things that's hard to do via audio. So all you got to do is head to the website, sign up, subscribe on YouTube. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this episode in the future, that's okay. You can still go and sign up and you'll be entered to win every other decoy giveaway we do in the future going forward. Once you're on the email list and subscribe to YouTube, you are perpetually entered to win all future decoy giveaways. So take advantage of that. Like I said, these are brand new, different kinds. It's going to be awesome. Number 5 reason to hunt ducks. Flexible timing. Okay, this is not just like, you know, your regular deer hunt where most people are in the woods and there's only really the morning, the first hour or two of the day, the last hour or two of the day. You can hunt ducks all day. You can, now it takes different strategies as the day goes on. And I'm not necessarily advocating saying you should hunt ducks from morning till evening. I'm saying whatever time of the day is good for you to be hunting, you can hunt. You want to hunt in the mornings? Fantastic. The morning is maybe the best time to hunt ducks. You want to hunt in the middle of the day? Great. There are good ways, effective ways to hunt in the middle of the day. You want to hunt in the evening only? No problem. You can have great success hunting ducks in the evening. You know, whichever, whenever appeals to you, whenever feels good to you, maybe you're not a morning person. Maybe you don't like hunting deer or turkeys because you're not a morning person. That is all right. You can be a midday person. You can be an evening person. That is no problem. There's a lot of versatility when it comes to hunting ducks. Number 4 reason why you should be hunting ducks. It's a team sport. Okay, this isn't like most other kind of hunting when you're flying solo or you walk into the woods with a couple other people and then you guys all split up and go your separate ways and then reconvene at the truck on the way out. Now, it's a team sport. You guys walk in, you bring your gear in, you get to the blind, you build a blind, you're setting up, you know, elbow to elbow with people. You're able to spend time with friends, family, children, coworkers, whatever the case may be. And it's not just, okay, everybody's there and, you know, just sort of, you know, mooching around or something. No, there's something for everyone. You can have one or two people. They got a job. They're pulling jerk rigs. You got one person. He can be calling. You can have another person on the binoculars. Everybody can have an active part of the hunt. And then when you get a big group of ducks that come in, everybody's getting shots. It's not just like, okay, you got 6 people sitting in a deer blind and one deer comes by and you know what, you got to do rock, paper, scissors to try to figure out who's going to take the shot. Now with duck hunting, you get a big group that comes in, bam, everybody's got action. Everybody's got things that they can be doing in the blind. Everybody can be a part of helping get there and brush in, get set up in the morning. It really is a team sport, not just something you can do with more than one person. It's something where the having multiple people makes it better. You're able to accomplish more. It's a great thing. Number 3 reason why you should hunt ducks. You can make noise. Okay? This is not like deer hunting, where you just got to sit in silence. It's not like turkey hunting, where the only noise you can make is a turkey noise. You can sit in the blind, you can chat, you can talk, you can fellowship, you can cook. There's a lot of people, they bring a little camp stove, and they'll make breakfast sitting in the duck blind, cooking for everybody. You know, eggs and bacon and sausage or biscuits or soup or chili or whatever the case might be. Hot sandwiches, people are cooking in the blind. The only times you really need to be quiet is just right off the bat, once you get there and set up, and you're waiting for morning light and legal shooting time. And the reason there is just because there could be ducks around you that as soon as they're able to see and they hear your first couple calls, they might just fly right in and drop down into your decoy setup. So you don't want to spook those birds. But once you get past that first little crest of the morning, or if you're hunting in an area where you don't expect there to be any birds nearby like that, you're strictly hunting migrating birds, flying birds, passing birds, then it doesn't matter at all. You can make pretty much all the noise you want, talking and cutting up and doing whatever, as long as when you see those ducks coming through and you start calling, everybody can freeze, get in the position, and be ready for the action. So you're able to do things duck hunting that you wouldn't be able to do pretty much in any other kind of hunting. There's very other few pursuits that you can literally sit around and talk and cook and eat and tell jokes and have fun, get to know people, you know, just have those moments of fellowship. It's a fantastic sport. Number two reason why you should hunt ducks. And before we get to this, I want to encourage you guys, head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Check out the YouTube channel. It's been live for a while now. We got a lot of content stacking up there. And please, please, please make sure that you go to Apple Podcasts through iTunes, leave a review. It really, really helps the algorithm and getting this podcast out to more people. You know, 5-star review with comments. You know, the comments are one of the things that people in Apple really look for that really helps get the podcast out to more people. So I'm going to encourage you guys to do that. Number two, ducks are delicious. They are delicious. They are a super tasty bird. Now, you may not know this, but in most of the world, well, really, if you look at global numbers, ducks are the number one eaten bird on the planet. They are the number one eaten bird on the planet. You're like, what? Well, we don't. What are you talking about? Chicken is only the biggest bird in America because long before you were born, other people made the decision that that would be the easiest bird to farm and graze and to slaughter and make mass production on. So that decision was made before you or your parents were ever born, that chicken was going to be the thing that you knew and saw everywhere. Throughout most of the world, when decisions are made for flavor instead of mass quantity production capabilities, ducks are the preferred bird. In my opinion, they're tastier. They've got more flavor. They're just an amazing animal. Now, they're a little smaller than chickens, but at the same time, you know, farm-raised ducks can be pretty big, but the ones you're going to take in, you know, hunting are going to be smaller. And of course, there's different kinds of ducks. Not every duck tastes as good as every other duck. Some of it has to do with their diet and what they eat. Some of it has to do with, you know, where they're from or what they're doing. And just certain varieties tend to taste better, you know, more than others. And I'm not 100% sure why, but at the same time, I've had situations where, okay, this duck's not supposed to taste real good, and it does. And then you've got ducks that taste like the best thing you could ever find on planet Earth. You can take a duck, you can roast it whole, you can breast it out, you can grind it up, you can make pretty much anything out of them. They are delicious birds. I mean, just the thought of bringing home fresh ducks, bringing home some mallards, bringing home some wood ducks, just, to me, it's one of the reasons just to get up in the morning and head out there. And then also, Guys, I want to make sure that you always think about this. You always remember, you never forget, hunt smart and protect your hearing. Always wear hearing protection when you're hunting ducks. And I want to give special thanks to Tetra Hearing for supporting the show. In my estimation, they make some of the best, if not the best, options in the industry for hearing protection. But you never want to go out duck hunting without taking hearing protection for you. You know, you go deer hunting or you go turkey hunting. You might fire one shot a season. You might think, my ears can live with one shot a season. And that's not a great philosophy, but a lot of people are able to get by losing minimal hearing with that kind of a philosophy. But you're out duck hunting, you might shoot 5, 10, 15 shots in a day. And then the guy sitting next to you shoots 5, 10, 15 shots. And then the guy sitting next to him shoots 5, 10, 15 shots. So, I mean, it's not uncommon. You have a great day of hunting. You could have 30, 40, 50 shots within a couple feet of your ears. And that's the kind of thing you really want to protect yourself with. So always take your protection in the woods. Now, the number one biggest reason, the top reason why you should be hunting ducks, in my opinion, has to do with sunrises on the water. Okay? You are outside, you are enjoying God's creation in a way that most people don't even know about. You're seeing the sun come up over a lake, over a stream, over whatever area, over a field. You are seeing things that people just don't see. You're sitting in a deer stand and, you know, sun coming up is a beautiful thing. It's a great time of day. You're sitting in a turkey blind or you're sitting leaning against an oak hunting turkeys and the sunrise is beautiful. But when you're on the water, you see those rays of sun reflecting, you know, coming off the water. It's another deal. It takes things to another level. It is just an amazing, gorgeous, beautiful sight. You're taking things in that most people don't even know. It's getting you outside for a great reason. To see things, to be a part of things, to experience things. You're getting your boots in the ground, getting your waders in the water, just being out there and experiencing this. It's a marvelous sight. So I want to encourage you guys, if you've never hunted ducks, this could be your year. If you have hunted ducks, I want to encourage you to come up higher, to enjoy it more, to up your game. And all the episodes that are going to follow here, they're going to be geared around those two things. Helping people that have never hunted get into the sport and helping people that are in the sport get better at it. New ideas, new ways of looking at it, new approaches, new strategies. And breaking things down to a level that is simple, actionable, simplistic. Of course, that's redundant, but that's okay. And just helping you do things that otherwise you wouldn't know where to get started. When I first got into duck hunting, well, for years I wanted to hunt ducks. Ducks were the one thing that I wanted to hunt for years and years that were around me, that are native to my area, that I couldn't find a way to hunt. I just could not find a starting point. There was so much to know. There was so much to think about. I just couldn't find a place to get started, so I did nothing. I even did some research. I did some studying. I did read some books, actually. I found and read some. I tried to find guides that I could pay to take me out duck hunting in the area so I could learn how to do it. And, you know, I did all sorts of things, and none of it ever panned out. I could never find anything that made me feel like this could help me get into it. I could actually do this. Until I met someone through this podcast. Riley, you know who you are. And he just encouraged me from hundreds and hundreds of miles away, just helping me with tips. And I was able to ask him questions. And I remember the moment that came to me. I was like, you know what? I can actually do this. I could see a way forward. And it was a long, difficult and ridiculously fun road, and I was able to learn the things that I'm now going to break down and teach to you guys over the course of the next few months on how to do this, how to get into this, how realistically, tangibly, okay, what do I do here? Okay, what's this step? What's that step? How do I do it? What do I need to know? What do I need to think about? How do I plan? How do I prepare? So that's what we're here to do. So I appreciate you guys. Thankful for you. God bless you. And until next time, go get them in the woods.